For King Pharaoh, it was stubbornness. For King Ahab and the servant of Elisha, Gehazi, it was greed that was their own character, their own inner enemy that they struggled with, that they could not overcome. For Solomon, it was strange women. For Ananias and Sapphira, it was the love of money. It was selfishness. It was lying to the Holy Spirit. No one said you have to bring the whole total proceed. You are the one who said we are going to bring the proceed. So once you said you are going to bring all the proceed, you can't come to church now and bring less. When you did, you lied to the Holy Spirit. And they even got a chance. Are you sure this is how much we saw? God knows. That's what destroyed husband and wife, Ananias and Sapphira. Let the Lord minister to you. The very first sermon this year says, work on your enemy within. Work on your character so that it doesn't bring rejection upon your life. No one, that every other type of enemy, they are external and they can be easily dealt with. But the one that is my own character, if I don't release it, how can God take it away? But God wants to help us, and may we receive help in Jesus' name. For one man that was called Nabal, it was selfishness, lack of remorse, lack of repentance. The question is, what is your enemy within? What is my enemy within? What is that which the Holy Spirit has been ministering to you and to me to leave and forget it, but we are still being stubborn? What is it that the Lord is saying, lay it down for me, sacrifice it. I know how to reward you. Yeah? That's the question. Please go. Study Psalm 32. Study it very well. God is going to open your mind. He's going to give you understanding. In that psalm, David proclaimed that the only person who is blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven. The only person who is blessed is the one whose sins are covered. He explains that when he was silent about his own sins, he only grew sick. He only grew lonely. He only grew powerless. Let's turn to Psalm 32. Let's check it out. The power of the sin that one is keeping within. Psalm 32, please. What joy will you finally enter into? Yeah.
Whose disobedience is forgiven.
When your disobedience and my disobedience, when our wickedness and our sins, our iniquities are forgiven, there is this joy that is unexplainable.
Whose sin is put out of sight.
Whose sin is put out of sight.
Yes, what joy for those.
Oh, what joy.
Whose record of the Lord has cleared from of guilt.
When the Lord declares your record of any guilt.
Whose life and light are lived in complete honesty.
When you are living in honesty, there is this joy that fills your heart.
When I refuse to confess my sin.
Now. David is talking. He's making a confession to us that we may learn of him. He said, when I think that's from verse 3, right?
Yes.
When I kept silent, when I refused to confess my own sins, when God was talking to me and I didn't listen, when I thought that if I left that group of people that they're going to see me as weak, when I thought that when God was saying if I should stop the life of lying and deceit, that my friends will no longer appreciate me, when God was talking to me and I thought I could keep it. You know, we are silent. We don't want to confess because we thought we can cover our sin. Listen, any sin that God doesn't cover is not covered. May I say, is Governor Cuomo the only womanizer in the... Is Bill Cosby the only comedian that ever touched another woman? Any of your sin or my sin that God doesn't cover, Oshimajade, it will come out. Matter of time. Yes, I hear one microphone talking from a computer there. Yes, your thing is reading it to you. It's very good. Huh? Brethren, you can't cover your sin. I can't cover my nonsense. Hey, Tiri. After Lomba Bomole ni ofini jade. Only if God covers it, that's when it doesn't come out. If you think, I am smart. And do you see how it brings people down? Do you see how it brings people down? Do you see how it brings people down? Whatever the Holy Spirit is knocking at your door right now and telling you to leave it, please leave it. Whatever the Holy Spirit is saying to you right now, say, confess it to me. Come and talk it to me. Go ahead and talk it to him. Oh, don't think he doesn't see you. Oh. David said, if I hide myself under the caves, he sees me there. And if I run under the waters, he sees me there. If I run to the mountains, he sees me there. I might as well say, Daddy, I'm here. The trouble that destroyed Mr. Kelos was just, he didn't want to confess his sins. But God wanted him to confess it. So David was saying, when I was hiding my own sin too, how was I feeling?
My body wasted away.
I was wasting away.
And I groaned
all
day
long. Do you know the power of guilt? And the power of needing to cover my sin. Hey, don't let them see you. Don't let them hear you. I hope they don't know. I hope they don't know in yellow mark pile of me. That's how somebody will die. I hope they don't know. But if you had confessed it to the Lord, he's the only one who can cover it for you. And when he covers it, no one can expose it. But if you don't tell God, and if you don't leave it alone, it's just a matter of days.
Uh-huh. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me.
When you are a saint of God, and you are living in sin, God's hand will be heavy on you. You will think it's devil. Not devil. It's because you are covering something and he loves you and he wants to bring you out of the of peril. If you are honestly worshiping the Lord in this church, but there is still a heavy hand on you and things are just not working, go and confess your sin to the Lord. There's something you are covering. Yeah?
My strength evaporated like water.
I had no strength left in me when I was still silent, when I was covering my sin. Yeah?
Evaporated like water in the summer.
My vitality turned into drought of summer. Yeah?
Finally, I confessed my sin.
Oh, when I got to verse 5, finally, I acknowledged my sin. I confessed them. Yeah?
And stopped trying to hide my guilt.
I stopped trying to hide my guilt, my iniquities.
I said to myself. I will confess my
transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave me. My guilt is gone.
The master is there to forgive you. I don't want you to run this year under guilt. I don't want you to run this year under pretense. I don't want you to run this year. You know, some husbands have been hiding something from their wife and they are still carrying it and hoping that she will never find out. Tell her. Young people, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever life you have lived, Tell him. Because if he finds out later after marriage, there's going to be trouble. Oh. Whatever life you have lived as a single man, will you have me to take? For better? For worse? Even though you're all angpao. We are lying to ourselves. When it gets to worse, we leave them. So we never marry anybody for better, for worse. Only for better. For when it is okay. When it is not okay. So we are all liars. When Bible say all men are liars, don't you see that in marriage? We are liars. But God wants to show us mercy. Whatever it is, say it to God. At least go to God first. Tell it to God first. Yeah? And then God can say, oh, I will cover you, I will spare you. Don't worry. It is well. But until we do that, there's this guilt we keep carrying. That hope they don't find out that we keep carrying. And then he says that even his health, he was weak. And he was always afraid. But he found out there is a way to blessing. The way to blessing is confession of our sins. Don't cover it yourself. Let God cover it for you. There is a blood that is thicker than your blood. The blood of Jesus. It covers your iniquities and no one can uncover it. It wipes them away as if you've never committed it. The blood of Jesus. I present to you Jesus. The only one who can help you overcome the enemy within. Yeah, are we done? It's almost done. It's almost done. I like your translation.
Therefore,
so
let all the godly prayer to you while there's still time, that they may not drown in the flood water of judgment.
Okay.
For you are my hidden place.
You're my hiding place.
You protect me from trouble.
You protect me from trouble.
You surround me with songs of victory.
Yeah.
The Lord says, I will guide you along the best
and
path.
And so when you come to God in confession, he will now give you a promise. He will now say, don't worry, son. Don't worry, my daughter. I'll begin to guide you from this moment on. Yeah.
I would advise you and watch over you.
I will watch over you.
Do not be like senseless horse or mule. That needs a bit or bridle to keep up, to keep it under control.
Thank you. That's good enough. That's what the man David said in Psalm 32. He thought he could cover his own sins, forgetting that God knows everything. He forgot that God is the only one who could decide whether or not a sin is imputed. He didn't realize that the only sin that is truly covered is the sin covered by the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The moment anyone will take their sin to God and say, help me to wash it away with the blood of your son, that is the moment the person becomes a rejoicing person, a happy person, a free person. But when we're still hiding it, it's killing us softly. I finished the chapter by saying there is a way out. Honor God above yourself. Mr. Kalos couldn't get himself to honor God and go back to the pulpit and say, I lied. I just wanted you to think that I am all that or whatever, or that I always hear from God. I didn't hear from God. I am sorry. He couldn't get himself to do that. And we know how that could feel. I advise us, turn to holiness today and you will conquer your chief enemy. Confess your sins and repent of them. This is the only weapon that conquers the chief enemy that is called the enemy within, the inner man, the orino. Confession is a big slap in the face of sin. Be bold now and do yourself the biggest favor of your life. God has no pleasure in our perishing. You started well this year. You're going to finish well in the name of Jesus Christ. The moment David decided to confess his sin, just as the prodigal son did, he received forgiveness. He received a relief. He immediately found peace in that Psalm 32 verse 5. He found justification. Yeah? In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, the scripture tells us that the Lord Jesus is just and faithful enough to do what? To forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions if we will confess the sins. Then this man knew and declared that if one person can be forgiven, others too, including you, including me, we can be forgiven. We can be forgiven. And we shall be forgiven. This is the last paragraph. After receiving forgiveness, David is now able to talk to God in verse 7. And God now responded to him in verse 8. Before those verses, he was alone. Before those verses, he was carrying the burden of guilt. Before those verses, he said his bones were getting dry. He was getting sick. Yeah? But when he confessed, God began a new and fresh conversation with him. Until our spirits become free of deceit, our communications do not reach the throne of mercy. At the end of the Psalm 32, verse 11, right? David is now able to sing a song of rejoicing. So I just say that refusal to confess his sin was David's chief enemy. It was his enemy within. This enemy within sapped his vitality. David's way out is your way out. David's way out is my way out. To no longer cover our sins. Let God cover them for you. Let God cover your sin for you through the blood of his son by confessing and forsaking. God is faithful to forgive us. We shall be free in the name of Jesus. Let us rise on our feet. Lord, grant me the boldness to come to you with what you already know. Grant me the boldness. Should I call it the humility? Never to hide anything from you. The humility. Not to attempt to cover my errors from you. Grant me grace this year, 2022, that I'll be plain with you, O God. I will confess my errors. And as I confess, I receive grace for forgiveness. You said, that is the person that is going to walk in blessedness. I want to be blessed. Father, do not let the enemy within destroy my blessings. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Grace to come to the Lord with my sins. Lord, I receive such grace, O God. Make me humble enough, O God, to know that you know everything, and but that if I bring it to you, that you will help me cover it and that you will help me to remove it. We, your saints, O God, come to you today realizing that only you can cover sins. And the way that allows you to cover it is if we brought it to you. This year, oh God, we are going to live a life of confession and a life of forsaking the sins of our lives. Thank you for the blood that is available to wash it. In Jesus' name, we pray. The last prayer is, I search through my heart with the light and the spirit of the word of God. I release myself from all sins that I have been harboring. In other words, I release myself from my inner man, from my chief enemy, from the enemy that an outsider cannot help me to remove. By the power of the word and the spirit of God, sin, you will not have dominion over me this year. Go ahead and declare it. In the name of Jesus, I overcome the power of sin this year. I am an overcomer over the enemy within this year. The spirit that lures me into sin, I overcome you this year. You are my enemy. You want to destroy me, but there is no right for you. I am an overcomer. Spirit of sin, I overcome you this year. You will not have dominion over me. I prevail over the works of flesh. I prevail over sin in the name of Jesus. Sin shall have no more dominion over us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Evangelist Dairo, please pick up on mic and pray over this teaching. Brethren, if we got victory over our inner man, we are the most blessed. I want you to work on it this year because blessing of God is awaiting you. You are not supposed to be disgraced, yes, and you're not supposed to miss heaven.
Yes.
Only the inner man causes grace. Only the inner man causes one to lose the mark. And we must not be disgraced or dismayed. Amen. Neither must we lose heaven. Amen. Therefore, ye shall be holy. As the Lord our God is holy.
Amen.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We want to thank you for granting us the opportunity to hear this again. It's because you love us.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's only those whom you love, you give opportunity to repent.
Yes.
Father, therefore, we want to thank you for your love towards us today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The prayer is very simple, Lord. Every enemy within.
Yeah.
That we might have been praying against, that we don't even realize we are praying against our own self. Everything that people have pointed to us and said, drop it. Everything that even inside our own heart, it has flashed through, drop it.
Yes.
Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. The grace to say no to every unrighteousness, to every enemy within that is capable of destroying us. Lord, let us receive a new and afresh this afternoon in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Peradventure, there's already some damages done because of this enemy within. Because of your mercy, because of your word today, because of your servants that you have sent to us, we ask that your mercy will prevail over judgment today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, because you are able to turn mess, Lord God, into mercy,
and
you are able to clean it up.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we come to you humbly this afternoon.
Humbly.
Help us to clean up every mess in the name of Jesus. Things happening and people asking, I thought they were Christians. I thought they go to the same church. Lord, we come before you this afternoon. Every enemy within, the enemies within that give us boldness to continue wrong and not to look back. Lord, we cry to you this afternoon that you will free us of them, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everything that will not want us to make heaven. Everything that will not want us to enjoy the blessings of God here. Every enemy within that is able to terminate our life, terminate our destiny. We cry to you this afternoon over the life of the youth of this ministry, over our children, over our adults, over our men, over our women, over our homes, over marriages in this congregation. Every enemy within, Lord, put an end to it. In the name of Jesus. Let us receive mercy, Lord.
Amen.
And let all glory belong to you.
Yes, Lord.
Every Friday. hand that is supporting us to promote the enemy within. Every person that is saying, do not agree. Don't act. Lord, in the name of Jesus, silence them.
Amen.
And grant us peace and boldness to stand for righteousness. Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. 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 In Jesus.